This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing taking place on the grains today?
A little easier tone to start. It looks like we're going to see corn down, just at the start of the trade, beans down as well. You know, we're trading weather, of course, pretty consistently, but we've also seen awfully good export sales here. And so yesterday, just fantastic export sales, corn and beans, which was sure nice to see. We've seen a couple surprise sales on the morning wire as well. So we're in pretty good shape as far as demand seems to be picking up. Just a little bit. A lot of talk about Chinese interest. They bought beans, they bought wheat, and Unknown was the biggest buyer of corn yesterday. And you kind of got to think Unknown probably has something to do with China. There's no, no certainties there, but it sure seems like they're looking for more than just soybeans right now.
We know that United States corn is the most affordable right now in the world marketplace, so it makes sense that it would be moving right now. But, you know, China getting involved in buying some of these, or I should say making some of these purchases, is this a sign that China is starting to ramp things up as far as making those purchases and hopefully from the United States?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want to deal with this unless they absolutely have to. They've kind of shown those cards in the past. But at the same time, it sure looks like they're doing a little bit more business with us than what they were previously. So at this stage of the game, it's a really good sign that they're buying wheat, buying beans. I think they're buying corn as well. We're hearing about them maybe looking to buy another pretty big chunk of corn before next fall. So if that's the case, we sure hope that they come towards the U.S. for some of that business.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 0.75 cents at 4.61 even. January soybeans down 12 even at 13.30 3/4. December soybean meal down $7.50 at $4.34.70. December soybean oil up 11 cents at $52.40. On the Merck, December live cattle up 20 cents at $171.07. January feeder cattle up 40 cents at $220.35. December lean hogs up 5 cents at $68.82. December pork cutout up 12 cents at $80.75. Class 3 milk up 5 cents at $16.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.